On the line now, I have Gillian Bird from the SPCA. Good afternoon, Gillian. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Much better now seeing the sun come out.
It is. It's a bit chilly, though. It's a bit chilly.
It is a bit chilly still, but, you know, what can you do? It's only May.
And I suppose,
what are we expecting?
Yeah, I suppose, Gillian, like, you'd be like, we're on the sort of the coast and over there inland, which are the bottom of the mountains, more or less, so you'd be getting pretty breezy there as well.
We do. It gets a bit breezy at times. Not too bad.
So how are things in the office at the moment? Are you kept quite busy, I imagine, all the time?
We are kept very busy up here. We have a huge amount of animals that are coming in. Loads of rescues, loads of stuff going on all the time. We've still got our school visits coming up to us. We've all this stuff. But do you know what we have lots of at the moment? Is dogs. Lots and lots of dogs.
Wow. And all breeds and all kinds, I imagine.
All kinds, all breeds, all ages, all sizes, all sorts of things. So we've got a couple of huskies at the moment. We've a whole set of adult dogs up here. So there wouldn't be as many puppies now at the moment, but we have quite a few younger adult dogs, all of which are looking for homes. So it's one of these things that we're always saying to people, look, if you are thinking, because this is the time of the year most people are thinking about getting a dog, and it's always good to remind people that the first place that you'd always go to is their local rescue centre, like the DSPCA, to come and have a look and be educated about the types of animals that are out there before you rush off and you go to buy one or you go online and have a look. It's always good to go to the rescue centres first, because most likely they will be able to find exactly what it is you need and advise you what the best way of dealing with it is.
Okay, can I ask you, Gillian, for instance, you mentioned huskies there. Now, I imagine they're quite, how do they end up where they end up? I'm sure they're quite expensive when people buy them. Is it that they just buy them and they're just ignorant?
Yeah. Well, it would be, but they're a trendy dog, you see, because huskies look a bit like a wolf, and we've known with the likes of TV series like Game of Thrones that people like to buy dogs and animals that look like animals they see on TV. So we had there in the last sort of 5-6 years an increase in the number of people getting animals like dogs like the huskies. So we've ended up with quite a few huskies. So the two we have at the moment, we've two, one's a 3-year-old, I think, and one's a 5-year-old.
Wow.
So they would have been got by people who thought they were a gorgeous-looking dog, which they are, and they'd be great. But they're quite a difficult dog to keep and in a house. You need to spend a lot of time with their huskies. So they're quite a specialist dog for things. They're not sort of like your little Jack Russells who like a quick run. These are dogs that like a lot of exercise and a lot of attention. And that's often why they come up to us. But there will be people, hopefully listeners out there, who love these dogs, and maybe they've had an old one who's passed away and they're looking to add a new friend to their family. So, you know, they're the sort of dogs that people can come up and have a chat with us about. We've got lots and lots of other ones. We've got some terriers and some Labradors and all sorts of things up here.
Okay, and I suppose with the huskies being tongue-in-cheek, we don't really get that much snow here, do we?
No, we don't. And the coats aren't great for the wet weather we do get. That's true, but...
Okay, well, can I ask you, for instance, I mean, the thing with the kids you mentioned earlier on about the kids coming up and having a look around the schools type of program, that is really terrific to educate people in the course of animals and caring for them and looking after them. What's the questions that they ask, are most likely to ask? I know there's loads, but what's the most regular question that they ask?
The most regular questions you get asked, and this is from all age groups, right from the sort of junior, senior infants all the way up to the third level colleges, are some of the things are, why are people cruel to animals? You know, why does it happen? Why? What sort of cruelty do you see? They get quite obsessed with the whole graphic visual side of it. So there's a lot of questions like that. And you get a lot of questions from people sort of saying, you know, what are your favourite animals? What's the most common animal you rescue? What do you do if you can't find a home for an animal? You know, all these sort of questions. And it's great that the kids are stopping and thinking about these things, because it does help us when it comes to educating them about all the different things that we're trying to teach them about and explain to them about how much work goes into looking after a pet.
Indeed, and I don't think they realise how long a pet can live either.
It is a big problem, absolutely. Yeah. And even simple things, we've talked about this before, but things like rabbits. You know, rabbits can have quite a long lifespan. They can have a lifespan of 8 to 12 years, which a lot of families wouldn't understand or accept when it came down to, you know, I'm going to get a pet for the summer for the kids. And when you have an animal that's likely to live for 8 or 10 years, it's a long time.
And a cat and a dog, Gillian, what's the average age of a cat or a dog?
Well, I've two cats at the moment, and my two cats are 19 and 17. So, you know, so they can live a long, long time. So, yeah. I mean, there are some cats that live into their 20s. And you're looking at animals now, obviously you need extra special care because they're older, but you are looking at a long, long commitment when you're getting an animal like that.
Yeah, my daughter had two cats in 20, 21, 22. One of them just died recently, and I thought that was extraordinarily long. A long, long time, you know.
It certainly seems like it when you're a cat owner, absolutely.
And 7 years, like, average for a dog. Is there any comparison with cats like that you could gauge?
Well, you know, in most cases, a dog will live to be about 12 years of age, but a lot of it depends on you know, everything. It's the same as humans. How long do the human live for?
Yeah.
You just don't know because there are so many different circumstances.
But you know the way you say 12.
To problems.
But you know the way you say 7 years for every 1 year. So that's 7, 12, 96. In what relation with cats is it, would it be?
I don't know. I don't think there really
is. I've never heard
of it. Cats are kind of always. No, I don't really think there is one. I mean, they do this for dogs to explain their temperament and their age, you know, that a 1 year old dog is the equivalent of a 7 year old child in their behaviour.
That's the reason they
kind of do that age thing, absolutely, yeah.
Well, I don't think I'm not sure whether cats have the same mischievousness when they're kittens, when you're bringing them in for the first time.
No, they're a kitten, and by the time they reach 6 months of age, they usually turn into this adult who sits there and looks at you from the corner.
Yeah, they
that's what I love about them.
Yeah, they mature much earlier, like most women.
They do. Okay. Absolutely, and then turn into this lovely animal that sits and looks at you in the corner disapprovingly. But I know, they're great. Their cats are great. They would be my favourite.
Okay, finally, as you said, you've reams and reams of dogs, but you have sort of a policy as well where people can adopt a dog if they want to, maybe on trials, to see how they're going to get on.
We do a fostering program.
Yes,
the fostering program. So people come up and they can have a chat with the interview with the staff, they can have a chat with our fostering department, and what we can do then is we can allow them to foster some of the animals that we have here in the shelter. And it's a good way of people who are trying to decide if they do actually want to make the commitment of getting a dog, to see whether it is something that they want to do or not. It's a really, really good way for people to find out whether a dog is right for them, or whether a puppy is right for them, or whether it should be, you know, a different type of animal, maybe not a dog, maybe a dog wouldn't suit them, maybe they're better with a cat or some other type of pet. And it's a really good way of educating people, and that's what we're all about in the DSPCA, is trying to educate people about making responsible choices, and sometimes not taking an animal on at that point in their life is the sensible choice, you know.
Indeed. You open the weekend, Julian?
We are. We're here from 11 to 4:30 each day, and there's a couple of different events going on. We've got we're part of the Pets in the City event, which is in Smithfield on the Saturday, the 13th of May, which should be great fun. It's in City Smithfield, and that's a great event. But other than that, we are here in the DSPCA on Saturdays and Sundays and all during the week from 11 until 4:30.
And of course,
we'd love people to come up and visit.
Indeed. Okay. People can look up the website about the 13th of May there, Pets in the City. But also, you do have photographs of some of the pets that you have that people can either foster or take or whatever. You know, people from this side of the city can look up on the website so they don't have to travel.
Absolutely, yes. They can have a look. Now, we don't usually post the pictures of the puppies because they fly out here very quickly. But it's worth coming up and having a look. And it's not just about whether you're thinking of getting a dog. Come up and have a look. And you know, if it's a nice day, come and see what we do. You'll get a good idea of all the different types of animals we look after.
Okay, it's like visiting the zoo, really, isn't it? It's the mayhem that you get. It's great.
Absolutely. Well, it's a smaller version, but it's well worth your while coming up and having a look. And it'll give people a good idea of all the work we do and the lots of stuff that goes on that people wouldn't realise.
Okay, how long is that Pets in the City going now?
That's been going for quite a few years now.
Yeah,
so it's one of them.
There's
a number of events happening over the summer. That's just the first one that's coming.
Okay, we'll probably talk about a few of them later on in the month anyway. Thank you very much, Gillian, for talking to us here. Thanks
a lot. No problem. Talk to you next month. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.